adjourn?
We have the...
Social hour over.
Yes, social hour is over.
Put my phone on mute. Ready to go.
Good evening, everyone. I'll call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, October 18th, 2019. Meeting is now called to order. Item number two on our agenda this evening, our pledge of allegiance. Councilmember Mello, would you do the honors, ladies, and pledge, please? Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Larry.
Item three, roll call. Madam Clerk?
Councilmember Fletcher?
Here.
Councilmember Domenichini?
Here.
Councilmember Mello?
Here.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Here.
Mayor Hanson?
Here. Thank you, Chair. Item four, public comment, written communications. Item four A, public comments. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time and recognized by the mayor, vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. The public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record, and oral communications will be limited to 3 minutes. Any public comments this evening on any matters not on the agenda? If so, please approach the podium. Evening, Mr. Hanson.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council, staff. I didn't plan to speak as usual, but I just wanted to say, first of all, Jose Hanson, H-A-N-S-E-N, member of the community of Willows, I am a better person for the people in this room, and I thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jose. Thank you very much.
We should bring him cookies.
Any other public comments this evening on any matters not on the agenda?
Follow that up.
Very good, thank you. Item five, consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the city council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the city council consider item five A, approval of the general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers, number 37261 to 37306, number Z010251 to Z010280, and numbers 38278 to 38301, and also consider item five A, approval of the minutes of the regular city council meeting, which was held on September 24th, 2019. Pleasure of the council, reference the consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt the consent agenda as shown.
Mr. Mello has moved to approve the consent agenda as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Domenichini has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Matter carries 5-0. I almost forgot to vote. How about that? Moving on to item six, ordinances. Item six A, introduction and first reading of ordinance adding chapter 1.10, civil remedies, and amending certain sections of chapter 8.10 of the Willows Municipal Code regarding abatement of nuisances, in the city of Willows. And ordinance of the city council of the city of Willows adding chapter 1.10, civil penalties, to the Willows Municipal Code and amending selected sections of chapter 8.10, nuisances of the Willows Municipal Code. City Attorney Robert Hunt, good evening, Mr. Hunt. Good to see you.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, council members. Thank you very much. This is an item that we have been working on for a couple of months. The gist of the item is to create a structure so that the city has some powers to give our nuisance-holding landowners some incentive to abate their nuisances. And the idea that we wanted to approach in doing that was to enable the city to assess financial penalties, and those financial penalties are set at a level of $1,000, up to $1,000 a day, so that we can make distinctions between commercial property owners and residential property owners. So we have a sliding scale depending on the scope of the nuisance, the reluctance of the landowner to abate, and how that nuisance on particular property affects the city as a whole. So when we have a gateway property, such as 249 North Humboldt, We need to incentivize that property owner to step forward and get with it, quite frankly, and this scheme does that. It's made up of two discrete parts. One part is cleaning up specific sections of Chapter 810, definitions, the notice to abate provision, how we conduct an appeal hearing, the abatement by the property owner prior to that hearing, and then how the hearing is conducted. And then we have created an entirely new section, Chapter 1.10, authorizing the imposition of these civil penalties unilaterally by the city. The reason for that is that we currently have penalties in the code in Section 1.05. Those penalties are criminal. That means we have to go to court, and we don't want the city to have to go to court to get some sort of fine imposed and to have the landowner charged and found guilty of a misdemeanor. That seems, number one, potentially a bit of overkill. Number two, an expensive process. And number three, a very lengthy process, none of which is helpful to the city. So we have added Chapter 1.0, Civil Penalties. It's fairly lengthy. It is that section which authorizes the city to impose civil penalties of up to $1,000 a day. It creates all the due process rights that a landowner could want, the right to appeal, the hearing, how it's going to be conducted, the fact that the city council will sit as the adjudicating board in any hearing. So all the due process rights are preserved for the property owner. The one caveat that we have that I want to bring to your attention is are the existing sections 1.05.080, 1.05.090. Those are the sections which authorize bringing a criminal action, having the individual found guilty of a misdemeanor, and liable for fines of $100 and $200, not much of a fine. Our court costs and our lawyer fees would be significantly greater than anything we could hope. It's not a great deal of incentive. We want to leave those in the code as they are, just in case we want to actually bring a misdemeanor action against a landowner at some point in time. The other two sections are 8.10.040, which says that the violation of the code is a misdemeanor, and 8.10.050, which is another penalty section for maintaining a nuisance. Depending on the council's action and ultimate adoption of the ordinance that we are proposing this evening, I would want to go back at a later date and amend some of those, but I think it's premature to do that at this time until we have this ordinance in place. We would ask that the council introduce our proposed ordinance for first reading tonight. We will have to have a public hearing if it is introduced this evening prior to the final adoption at the next meeting. We'll have to have a public hearing at the next meeting for adoption, and it would become effective 30 days after adoption, final adoption by the council. Any questions?
Very good, Mr. Hunt. Thank you very much. Council members, any questions, comments for Mr. Hunt? Anyone? Mr. Domenichini.
Bob. I'm not sure where the specific part was. There talks about recovery of attorney fees. That's in regard to the city collecting, being reimbursed for attorney fees?
Correct. If we prevail, the city can be reimbursed, can seek to be reimbursed for attorney's fees.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And would that go on the property tax statement also?
Yes. If
everything would go on the...
No. If we are ordered... awarded attorney's fees, that becomes part of the penalty, which is then recorded on the property tax, against the property. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Any further comments, council members?
I have a comment.
Mr.
Just
Mellon.
A comment. To those continuous few offenders who are always in violation of our nuisance ordinance, this addition will motivate the violators to clean up or pay up. I repeat, to clean up or pay up. And it's far due, and thank you for, I've been waiting a long time for this ordinance. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Anything further? Vice Mayor Warren?
I'm just glad we're finally moving forward on it. I know we've talked about it a lot.
Okay, Gary, thank you. Mr. Fletcher?
Well, I think that from what we're seeing from the ones that we've cleaned up and that are already back to where they were, that this leaves us no other choice but to put some teeth into it to be able to get these people to actually make it to where, you know, they are actually have to either follow through or there are some punishment.
Correct.
Any more nowadays, you know, there's very little consequences, but we need to have something to be able to stand up to them. So I appreciate your going.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Hunt, excellent work. We had an outdated, fairly weak ordinance in some aspects, and now it's up to date. And as Joe said, now this it has some real teeth as far as the major violators, that, and they're luckily just a handful, but they're out there and they need to be dealt with efficiently and effectively. But this is cleanup legislation and very good work. Good job. I like everything about it.
So. Well, thank you very much. I do want to point out that this is the first big step that we have been contemplating, but I do think it's important that the council recognize that we will have later cleanup actions as we go forward. But instead of waiting on everything, we wanted to start, take the big bite of the apple, and move forward.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Again, good work. Council members, anything further before we proceed with this matter? Very good. Pleasure of the council in reference to item 6A, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows adding Chapter 1.10 civil penalties to the Willows Municipal Code and amending selected sections of Chapter 8.10 nuisances of the Willows Municipal Code. Pleasure of the council in reference to item.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt an ordinance title.
Mr. Mello, next in line.
Mr. Mayor, I move that an ordinance next in line titled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows adding Chapter 1.10 civil penalties to the Willows Municipal Code and amending selected sections of the Chapter 8.10 nuisances of the Willows Municipal Code passed first reading.
Mr. Mello, order of business would be read by title only.
Oh, okay. Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance next in line be read by title only.
Mr. Mello has moved that the ordinance next in line be read by title only. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Fletcher has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Aye.
Councilmember Domenichini?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye. Matter carries 5-0. Pleasure of the council in reference to the ordinance and the first reading.
Mr. Mayor, I move there to adopt an ordinance next in line titled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows adding Chapter 1.10 civil penalties to the Willows Municipal Code and amending selected sections of the Chapter 8.10 nuisances of the Willows Municipal Code pass first reading.
Mr. Mello has moved that the item 6A pass first reading as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Fletcher has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Aye.
Councilmember Domenichini?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye. Matter carries unanimously 5-0. Thank you very much. Moving on to item 7, regular business agenda items requiring council action. Item 7A, consider adoption of the resolution of the City Council adopting the 2019 Glynn County Operational Area Emergency Operations Plan, also known as OAEOP. Interim City Manager, Fire Chief Wayne Peabody. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening, Mayor Hanson, members of the council. We bring before you tonight a item 2019 Glynn County Operational Area Emergency Plan. This plan is going to replace the 2015 as part of the normal state and federal updates. This will bring the plan into standardization. Some of the new verbiage along with better response between both cities and the county. Both cities and the county have been working on this, and many thanks to the Glynn County Sheriff's Office as they were the lead agency with this. Amy Travis as the deputy OES director, done good work with this. We gave you links to all of that. The document is about three binders worth, so we did not print them off for everybody, but we'll be happy to answer any questions that you have, and staff does recommend updating to the 2019.
Very good, Chief. Thank you very much. Yes, the EOP is substantial. So,
yes.
Yeah, and thank you for the previous links as well. Council members, questions, comments for Chief Peabody in reference to this matter?
In 60 seconds or less, can you summarize any of the major changes?
Or
is there anything really aside from just a normal update?
Just kind of the normal framework. We had a little bit of communication, some standardization of the state and federal as far as evacuations and also status of operational periods. So in a quick nutshell, that's kind of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Anything further, council members? Questions, comments? Chief? No? Well, Chief, appreciate the time. I know these are these take a lot of time to put together, a lot of personnel involved, a lot of hours, and it's never finished. It's it's never finished. It's always a work in progress. So very good work. Thank you very much for your time and effort.
Well, Amy Travis and the Sheriff's Office did wonderful work with us, and we got to look at the highlights, but they've done a good job.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Chief. Council members, members of the council in reference to item 7A.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the resolution entitled A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Adopting the 2019 Glynn County Operational Area Emergency Operations Plan, parentheses OAEOP, be adopted.
Mr. Dominican, has moved that item 7A be adopted as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Vice Mayor Warren has the second. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Aye.
Councilmember Domenichini?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Aye.
Mayor Hansen?
Aye. Matter carries 5-0 unanimous. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tara. Moving on to item 7B, consider adoption of the resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows approving the agreement for dispatch services between the City of Willows and the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. Titled A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Approving the Agreement for Dispatch Services Between the City of Willows and California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection for Services from July 1, 2019 to June 30th, 2020. Chief Peabody.
Mayor Hansen, members of the council, we are, as a fire service agency, very excited to bring this item forward. This has been an item that we have been working on for decades. We have made big steps in the progress of this. I do not believe this is the final step. I believe the final step for our community is that the Sheriff's Office will ultimately dispatch all fire and all emergency responses from that. However, this is a very, very good intermediate step to that final spot. In 2010, we began a dispatch committee. Both cities, councils were involved. A study started, the City of Willows and the City of Orland paid for that, their portions of that study, and then the study came to, it stopped when it came into that portion of it. So, since then, we've been talking with multiple different agencies. We've talked with the sheriff, and from the fire side, we have always requested that there be two dispatchers on duty 24 hours a day, one that can handle the sheriff's office or law enforcement, and then one that could handle fire dispatching. We have found that when there's not two people in those, when there's only a single one body, there's failures in that system. Colusa County experienced that during the bus incident, and there's been other failures of that. So when we've talked with the sheriff about that, we were very stern and direct with him, and he agrees. But in order for the sheriff to take that system on, he would have to bring on a minimum of three additional dispatchers to do that. And, you know, in rough terms, that's about $350,000. The other jurisdictions are already set with Corning Fire. And so the city could just, unfortunately, could not afford to move in that direction. However, I do believe in future, that is a discussion that will still have to be made, that when somebody calls 911 and they hit our sheriff's office, all that dispatching fire, law, medical will be done out of that. I believe that's the best avenue for our community. But in the meantime, under safety rules, we believe that CAL FIRE has been contacted, and there's three agencies within Glynn County that are going to go to CAL FIRE dispatch. Elk Creek, one for the simple reason that they have a CAL FIRE, two CAL FIRE engines staffed in their jurisdiction during peak fire season. Last year it was roughly 10 months out of the year. This year is going to be a little bit shorter. However, they do have station up there and equipment. It makes sense. Kanawha Fire Protection District is also going to move to CAL FIRE, which 95% of their jurisdiction is within a state responsibility area, so it makes a lot of sense. And for us, well, that they're the last ones on the pole that could do our agency. So they are a trained agency, they have updated equipment, and they are within the price range that we anticipated. We talked with Corning Fire. Corning Fire dispatches now Orland, Capay, Artois, Butte City, Glen Cadora, Bayless, Ord Bend. Those agencies, which we always used to dispatch for, has now moved to Corning Fire. Corning Fire, due to Willow's Fire's call volumes, just did not have the resources to be able to take on Willow's Fire. However, they took on everybody else that we dispatched. So that has been huge, and that those people have moved over already. So we have, under this budget year, we have allocated $40,000 for dispatch. The contract as it reads right now is roughly $52,000. Part of that contract, it's through the city of Willows, and we call it Willows Fire. That other $12,000 is actually going to come from the Willows Rural Fire Protection District as part of their agreement. They, over the last 5 years, average, we run about 225 calls a year. So when you take that number, you're going to be roughly $11,500 for the cost. So that's the difference of the dispatch fee there. And with that, from the fire station and the safety aspect of it, we would recommend that we enter into this agreement with CAL FIRE and have them start dispatching for Willows Fire come November 1st.
Thank you for the presentation, Chief. Council members, questions, comments for Chief Peabody?
I just have a comment. When you say decades, you're not kidding.
No, it's been decades.
As far back as I can remember, this has been a topic of discussion. So I'm really glad that we finally found some resolution for now, and then hopefully moving forward, we can get it all back into Glynn County. So good job. Thanks.
Thank you, Carrie. Any other council members?
Questions? Well, I just want to make sure that everybody that's listening wants to know that this is a safety issue. This isn't anything else. In order for the fire department to continue doing the dispatch as it has been, you've got to have manpower down there sitting in this seat to actually do that. And if it's not there, then they have nobody. So for me, we have to have this. And I just really, I say go forward.
Mr. Dominion.
Yeah, just a question. For instance, like out at Butte City, who dispatches for them?
Butte City is now being dispatched by Corning Fire.
Also, okay.
Yep. Everybody is everybody that has contacted Corning Fire has moved up to them. Currently, Willows Fire is only dispatching for Kanawha and Elk Creek. Mm-hmm. Everybody else has already rotated to Corning Fire. So.
And as you said, you know, the volume of calls is a big determinant factor.
Well, when you everybody else runs around 500 calls total, and then you throw Willows Fire on there, and we're 1,000 to 1,200 calls. That's a lot. That's just one agency, so that's a lot of calls for them.
A question on your agenda report. You had a part in there about a few items that had to be met to look at regarding the dispatching, and you mentioned public safety improvements and firefighter safety improvements. Can you expand on that a little bit?
So with the public safety improvements, just straight up, when Willows Fire has a call right now with our 7 or 8 volunteers, that's really all that we really have. In the middle of the night, there is nobody. If Willows Fire is on a medical aid and Kanawha or Elk Creek has a call right now tonight, and none of the volunteers come back to cover the station, there's nobody getting punched out for that call.
Okay.
So public safety-wise, we have automatically increased our capacity, and they have 24 hours a day, two people staffed in that ECC, ready to dispatch calls.
Okay, I see what you mean there. Okay.
And then as far as firefighter safety, once again, if we're not there covering the radio, our guys need to call or call back to dispatch, and there's nobody there.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
We're good. Mr. Mello, anything? Well, Chief, finally, here we are, finally. Boy, this, I've been looking forward to this night for a long time, as I know you have for many years. But, you know, just when I joined Glencore Fire Department in 1977, the way it's working tonight is the way it was working in 1977, and the way it was working in 1965 when the Glencore Fire Department was first formed. We've outgrown that, you know, this old modality decades ago. It's you can't put a price on firefighter safety and public safety, and we're just very fortunate we've gotten this far. So, and like you've said, and like Vice Mayor Warren indicated, the perfect solution would be to house dispatch all within the sheriff's office, and hopefully one day we'll be there. But this is a good initial step. This is definitely the right thing to do to begin with. Thank God we're here. But and in 2010, Chief, you mentioned 2010, the dispatch meetings. I was part of those meetings, you know, and there were meetings even before that. Danny Bungars, the City Council and the Board of Supervisors, was involved in meetings years before that. So this has been through several different sheriffs over the years, and we've gotten absolutely nowhere. But this is a huge leap. So finally, we're here, and just from a safety standpoint, and also some of these. First year initial costs are equipment costs as well, Chief, correct? There are some radio communications equipment tweaks that need to be done.
Most of it had to do with inputting information because of the CAD system and response plans. There is a little bit of work that's being done up at Red Mountain for a little better coverage down into our area. There is a little bit of first-time cost associated with this that won't be associated next year.
But great. This is long overdue, and thank God we're here. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent work. Thank you for dogging us for so many years and getting this done. So we're going to have a vote here in just a couple of minutes. If this passes, and hopefully it will, when can you pull the switch?
We will look at November 1st. We have been testing, and all of our radios have been reprogrammed at the station, and pagers are ready to go, so we will be looking at a November 1st start date for Willows Fire. I know Kanawha Fire Protection District is taking it to their board, and Elk Creek has also taken it to their board for their approval as well. So we're looking at November 1st.
Very good, Chief, thank you. Yeah, this would be money well spent. Any further questions, comments from members of the council before we move forward? Mr. Domenichini?
You know, I'm only half joking when I've said over time the government moves on a geologic timescale. You know, yeah, it's frustrating to see how long it takes for this stuff, but at the end of the day, we are making progress.
Yeah. All comes down to money, you know, unfortunately.
Yes, it does.
Unfortunately.
So, Mr. Mayor, I move that the resolution entitled A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Approving the Agreement for Dispatch Services Between the City of Willows and California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection for Services from July 1, 2019 to June 30th, 2020 be adopted.
Mr. Domenichini has moved that item 7B be adopted as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Mr. Fletcher has a second. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Aye.
Councilmember Domenichini?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Aye.
Mayor Hansen?
Aye. Matter carries 5-0. Thank you. Congratulations, Chief.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Very welcome. Item 7C, consider by motion approval of the purchase of a new HME Aarons Fox Model Type 1 fire apparatus through the State of California OES, Office of Emergency Services, bid cooperative in an estimated amount of sales price and sales tax of $537,776. Direct staff to negotiate final terms of the sales agreement and authorize the interim city manager to sign the sales agreement. Council further directs the Administrative Services Director to negotiate the best possible lease financing terms and return to the City Council with financing documents. Chief Peabody.
Mayor Hanson, members of the council, this is a continuation item from, the November...
10th September.
The 10th. So, just a few other items to point out. We have brought before you replacement schedules, master replacement schedule of our fire apparatus, and that's attached on this agenda report. And also, just as a reminder, these apparatus master replacement schedules are set based upon National Fire Protection Authority recommendations. The National Fire Protection Authority recommends that engines be replaced at 30 years and stay in first active duty status for the first 20 years and then go into the last 10 years as reserve engines. We have been following the mark, however, we're off about 3 to 4 years right now just because of the ladder truck and some of the negotiations that we had with that. We do find that this apparatus is not the fanciest one out in the market, but it's going to be something that'll work very well for Willow's Fire. We were able to negotiate with the factory and to hold the price at that number. They had 2 units left, so if we can sign the sales agreement tomorrow, we'll get our name placed on one of those, and 180 days later, hopefully we'll have one here for you guys to take a peek at. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Chief. Council members, questions, comments for Chief Peabody? Vice Mayor Warren?
Yeah, I don't really have a question, I have a comment. So my take on all this is when it comes to public safety, we can't put this stuff off. And if we're behind schedule, that's not a good thing. And I know that if we fall out of compliance with the state, we lose our low protection class, and the citizens of the town are going to pay because their insurance, their homeowner's insurance is going to go up. We can't do that. So this is not something I want us to sit on. I want us to move on it.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Warren. Mr. Mello?
Yeah, I had 30 days to kind of study this some more, do some research. And our interim city manager, our fire chief, and our finance director have given the okay on this item. Saying that, I still feel that we should wait, but also believe strongly in our current staff. This request would not be in front of us tonight unless our city staff truly feels that we can't afford it today and budget it for tomorrow. And with their combined years of experience, I have to think that's enough for me. And during my research, a little story about one city that the council decided to save some money for 5 years and buy a fire truck that was a $300,000 fire truck. But in 5 years, with the 3% cost of inflation, that same $300,000 fire truck, after 5 years, eventually the price went up to $350,000. So saving money isn't really, you don't really save that much. And I also found out that fire truck inflation rates are currently much higher than interest rates. So if we wait on this, after my 30 days of studying, the savings that we're going to save isn't going to amount to anything. So I agree that we should get this truck. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Mello. Anything further, Councilman?
Oh.
Mr. Dominguez.
Following up on what Carrie said about the fire safety rating, is that the ISO? Is that the right terminology?
Yes, that's the ISO rating. Currently, the city is a 3.
Okay, and the lower the number, the better, right?
The lower the number, the better. Unless I come back and ask for a lot more staffing, we're not going to get any lower.
3 is pretty much the lowest that they give. I mean, if you've got
City of Chico is a 2.
Yeah, then you've got a lot of ducks in a row. So 3 is pretty good.
Get a 1, you'd have to have a city underwater, probably.
Right.
Yeah, 3 is excellent.
So, yeah, that's really a limitation, is staffing and resources. And as the mayor said, you know, money is a big factor in everything. Yeah, I like this. We can get the fire truck for still pretty much the same price we're talking. We've put off the replacement for about, is it 4 years now? And the problem with that, you get that domino effect of ripples down through replacement of the other engines. So yeah, I like this. And then the next item on the agenda is about the grant funding ties into my thoughts on this too. So I like this, going ahead with this.
Thank you, Larry. Mr. Fleischer.
Okay, so I too, like Mr. Mello, have come to the opportunity with the 30 days of putting this on hold, gave me also time to reflect and to look at everything that is involved with the actual replacement of this engine. I don't know if the town, which I've heard a lot, you know, about how they look at it in there and they see 7-8 engines or whatever it is, but the realization of that is the city only has two. The rest are all rule. One of those is up at 20 years, cannot be first due. I'm glad now to know that, because that's very important for our response time, for our firefighters to be current. If any kind of incidents with one of those engines goes down, we're down to one. And if one's already old, we have no first out. So that was something that opened up my eyes, and I just want to apologize for me, actually, my lack of knowledge on the last city council meeting, and I'm glad that we put it on hold to do this, and I think it's actually a needed item, and if we don't do it, it's just going to fall in line with everything else that has been put on hold, and we're going to be looking at something way worse. I'm just very thankful that Chief was able to actually get them to agree to the same price, because I sure in heck would have not liked to actually cost our city more money just on my lack of knowledge.
Thank you, Mr. Fleischer. Yeah, the city council has an approved line item, budget item for fire apparatus equipment replacement for approximately $50,000 every year in order to stay on schedule. And as it's been mentioned here, we're about 3 to 4 years off schedule right now. That's unacceptable. Just very thankful, Chief, that you were able to secure the same price as the previous agenda item and noted. This is a good price on a new engine, very good price. You know, it's just the right thing to do from a public safety standpoint. And this is, as Vice Mayor Warren says, this is definitely a public safety issue. It would be completely irresponsible of us as a city council if we did not approve this matter tonight. So with that said, it's the right thing to do. It's money well spent. We need it. Let's purchase a new fire engine. Pleasure to council in reference to this item.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve the purchase of a new HME Aaron's Fox Model Type 1 fire apparatus through the State of California OES Bid Cooperative in an estimated amount of sales price and sales tax of $537,776. Also, that we direct staff to negotiate final terms of the sales agreement and authorize the interim city manager to sign the sales agreement. Also, that the council further directs the administrative services director to negotiate the best possible lease financing terms and return to council with the financing documents.
Mr. Domenichini has moved to approve item 7C as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Fleischer has seconded the motion. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously 5-0. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Chief.
Thank you.
Moving on to item 7D. By motion, consider approval to enter into a memorandum of understanding between the City of Willows and 3 Corps Incorporated and authorize the interim city manager to sign the agreement and provide all documents that are requested. Chief Peabody.
Well, following that last item, I have before you tonight an opportunity to pay for 55% of that through USDA RDA loan, or granted, a grant. Item before you today is to allow 3 Corps Inc. to write that grant for the City of Willows and present it to the USDA, Ms. Kim Van. Through this, because we did not know what the cost of the engine was going to be, we had a $270,000 number on there that we've been using. However, the 55% of that last number is $295,776.80. That would be the 55% that could possibly be covered through this grant to pay for. This grant, or the understanding, would be with Three Corps, and the cost would be $5,000 to have them write this grant for us, just as we did with the planning document. That money came back to us in much better shape. So we believe that this is a good opportunity to have you hire the right people that speak the right language to the right people. It sure does come back good. That money will be covered through city manager budget, through some of my additional budget line items that I have saved there. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Very good, Chief. Thank you very much. Council members, questions, comments for Chief and reference to Mayor?
I just have a comment.
Mr. Miller.
I think it's well worth the $5,000 max fee to apply and seek the USDA-RD grant, and I'm optimistic about receiving such a grant right now. That's all I have.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Larry. Anything further? Vice Mayor Warren?
I just want to say I want to publicly thank Kim Vann. She's worked really hard on this for us, and she always goes to bat for us. And I for one, appreciate everything that she does for this city. So.
Thank you, Kerry. Anything further? Mr. Dominion?
I just want to echo what Larry and Kerry said on both notes. Yeah.
Mr. Pleasure?
I'm good.
Yeah, very good. Chief, also thank you for networking. And I know you do a lot of networking and have met repeatedly with Kim Vann, so good work.
Thank you.
Staying on top of that. So, yeah, this is absolutely money well spent. So
good. The just on the financial consideration, so the $240,000 that will be our Mr. Salisbury will go and we'll do the typical lease payment type scenario on that using the same funds as we've identified in the past with the impact fees, and then do that. And so hopefully we can get about 2.5 years out of the impact fee before we come back to the general fund.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Council members, anything further before we move forward?
Best outcome is we get a quality fire engine for a very low cost.
Yeah, very good.
Can't beat that.
Very
yeah,
good.
Thank you, Wayne, for all your efforts in this area.
Pleasure of the council in reference to entering into an agreement.
Mr. Mayor. I move that we approve, by motion, to enter into a memorandum of understanding between the City of Willows and Three Corps Inc. and authorize the interim city manager to sign the agreement and approve and provide all documents that are requested.
Mr. Fletcher has moved to approve item 7D as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Mello has a second. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously, 5-0. Thank you very much. Item 8 on our agenda this evening, council staff reports comments. Item 8A, staff reports comments. City manager to announce a community member involvement for a sewer ad hoc committee. Chief Peabody.
Mayor Hansen and the members of the council, we are getting ready to get back after the sewer rate study again. We've met with the ad hoc committee, and they have requested that we put the announcement out that we will be looking for citizens to be involved in that committee as input from that. So we will have a link on our website tomorrow morning that any community member that wishes to serve onto that committee to please send an email with their contact information to Ms. Tara Rustenhoven, and we'll put that link up on the website. And we'll get it out on our Facebook page so we can take that. At the next city council meeting, depending on how many people that we have, we will either draw names out of the hat or we will have a recommendation for the council at that point. So we look forward to it, to have the public to have input on this subcommittee and be a part of the process through the whole get-go.
Very good, Chief. Thank you. It's the right thing to do. Thank you. Yeah, very good. Anything further, Chief?
We have a little wind event that's been getting pretty hot topic around. I just wanted to reinforce that the City of Willows will not be affected unless power lines or Mother Nature takes effect, but we will not be part of the power shutoff, planned power shutoff. It's going to be happening west of us, mainly out into the foothill areas and such. If you get on to the Glynn County Sheriff's Office website and Facebook page, Amy Travis has been updating that regularly. There is a new map. The Elk Creek area, along with Stony Ford area, Clark's Valley, out to the west side of town is really going to be affected. Starting tonight, around 0200, there will be some power shutoffs starting to take place, and the wind will begin to blow. By tomorrow morning when you wake up, expect gusts somewhere in the 20 miles an hour. By tomorrow afternoon, when you're coming down to the Willows Fire Department lasagna feed, expect it to be around 30 with gusts of 50. So things are really going to start cranking up. This is kind of, it's not unusual for this time of year for a wind event. Every farmer that wanted their stuff to dry out is going to get her accomplished now. And we hope that this wind will get out of here Thursday evening, probably later towards the evening.
They just moved it forward to midnight.
Yeah, power shutoffs are now going to start.
10 minutes ago, they moved it up to midnight.
At midnight, so I've been getting phone calls from it. But we've been working with Amy Travis. The city has plans in place in case we are affected. Once again, everybody be careful. If you see trees blow down, if there's power lines down, please stay out of the area. And we will take care of them and deal with them as we can.
Thank you, Chief. As you said, this is September, October, November in the Sacramento Valley.
Yes, it is.
Another year.
And the last thing I'll bring up is Saturday is our fire department fire prevention pancake breakfast. So come on down. We'll cook you some pancakes before you go out to finish your harvest because everything's going to be dry.
For those of us that don't like pancakes, we'll have just eggs.
Come on down for the eggs and sausage. Okay. We'll get you some of that, too.
Good.
I'll eat your pancakes, Gary.
Okay, get in my pancakes.
What time does that start?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Did you say something about lasagna?
We have lasagna tomorrow night at the fire station, the Willow Auxiliary.
Pre-sale tickets, if you didn't get tickets.
Hey, this was a fire department night, so we're just going to go with it, people.
Oh.
Yeah. I was told.
You're looking a little ill.
I was told.
I have my tickets, and I'm not giving them up.
You better get hold of Miss Ehorn.
Ooh, okay. What's her home address? I'll swing by now, yeah.
I will get that for you.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Also, thank you for the updates, and also thank you to Amy Travis for her continued updates in reference to the
wind event. I got one item.
Wind event. Larry, yes.
To talk about the fire, a year or so ago, going through some of my mom's stuff, and she had an article. Wasn't dated, I assume it was from the 50s, from the Willows Journal, and talked about a fire started up at Artois and covered 5,000 acres between Artois and Willows. And of course, you think back in the 50s, mainly sheep ground.
Yeah,
and she kept the article because my dad's name was mentioned. We had lost a little bit of baled hay in that fire. But you know, you think about that, 5,000 acres on a grass fire between Artois and Willows. Yeah. You know, so yeah, those. Everything's irrigated now, but it shows you what could easily happen further west of town with this wind event.
Yeah, absolutely, very good. Moving on to item 8B, council reports comments. Council members, who would like to begin? Mr. Mello?
I just think that this new PG&E shutting down the powers is going to be the new norm, or they're just going too far one-sided for right now, but I think that's going to be the new norm. And the Paradise Campfire survivors or people that were relocated here over the past 6 months, I have not met one person who said a negative about Willows. The people are friendly, the town's clean, nothing but praise. And just the other day, some person out of the clear blue was just talking to me that he was a Paradise Campfire survivor and how he loved his town, but unfortunately they're building his house back up in Paradise. So for every positive, that person will tell five people, and that's five more positives that will go out. So that's nice to hear about Willows. That's all.
Thank you, Larry. Vice Mayor Warren?
Well, as you know, I've been gone, so I have nothing.
Okay. Mr. Dominguez.
I got nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, very good. Mr. Fletcher.
I got nothing.
We're on a roll. Well, I got nothing. I tell you, too bad Timothy wasn't here this evening, our very capable administrative services director. He wouldn't believe it. I just one thing, though, real quickly, Chief. Planned Power Shutoff's website, it crashed today. You're probably aware of that.
What happened? I'm sorry?
You provided the link for the PG&E Planned Power Shutoff website. It crashed. So, yeah, it was down. I received a couple of phone calls from citizens as well, same thing, so it couldn't handle it.
I could imagine. There's 800,000 people that are affected, so
there's a lot of traffic on that website.
Anyway, so yeah, it's been that time of year, rice harvest, we got the harvest in, and that's what I've been doing, so I've got nothing to report. So.
Too many requests. Too many
with that,
too many requests.
Moving on to item 9, recess to closed session. Item 9A, public comment. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.3, the public will have an opportunity to directly address the legislative body on the item below prior to the council convening into closed session. Public comments are generally restricted to 3 minutes. And item 9B, conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation pursuant to paragraph paren 2 paren or paren 3 paren of subdivision paren D paren of Government Code Section 54956.9, number of cases 2. Is there any public comment in reference to this matter before we move into closed session? No public comment? Very good. The time is 7:51 p.m., 19:51 hours, and we will recess to closed session to consider item 9, or to discuss item 9B at
good
this time.
Good luck talking, now it's all Bob.
The recording anyway, nobody knows.
Well,
Good evening again, everyone. Time is 8:34 p.m., 20:34 hours. It is still Tuesday, October 8th, 2019. We're reconvening into open session from our closed session, item 9B in our agenda. Report out in reference to item 9B this evening is regarding the property at 249 North Humboldt Avenue. Most of that was a former Golden Pheasant Inn property. There is a purchase agreement in the works in reference to that property, and the current owner has cleaned up weeds, trash, and removed feral cats from the property. So that's a report out in reference to that item. Time is now 8:35 p.m., 20:35 hours, and we're adjourned to meeting at this time. Have a good night.